A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You mentioned other solutions there. Now, one of them could be a man who keeps getting linked to Liverpool. This name does not go away. Gonçalo Inácio. There's two newspaper reports from Portugal that I've come across this morning, both from yesterday, actually. And one of them says the January move is inevitable, not necessarily to Liverpool, but if Arsenal also pushing to sign Inácio. So I guess the story here is really £52 million release clause as of the summer when he signed that new deal. 22-year-old Portuguese international, left-footed centre-back. And as I put in the agenda, what's not to like?
Yeah. Look, I mean, he's someone who's clearly he's being fattened up for the sale, isn't he? And I think he has been for a couple of years. You know, he's like you say, he's of an age now where he's becoming an established player. He's obviously already an international, and he's from a club that's traditionally that they sell, don't they? That's their MO. I've just seen you. The thing here says Inácio is surrounded by the Reds.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Like that. That's what it says. I wonder who that is. Like, sort of just, you know.
Schmadko.
I do like these foreign translations when you get these kind of great sort of phraseology. I mean, it depends, doesn't it? If he is the one at Liverpool think he's our centre back option, you know, then, and he's available in January, then I think there is a possibility that they would look to do it. But if he isn't, I don't think Liverpool all of a sudden will go, oh God, just me, the centre back, get him. You know, I saw there was another link. I think it was Abola, said Arsenal favourites to sign him. Now, you look at Arsenal and you think, where's he going to, is he going to play for them straight away? You know, Gabriel and Saliba look quite good to me at Anfield. I think they've got other centre backs obviously there as well. So I think it might just be, I mean, Portuguese newspapers are pretty good at this, aren't they? That, you know, they make you believe that a move's on the brink all the time. I remember them with Otavio at Liverpool. It was sort of, you know, we're just waiting for the paperwork to be signed, and Liverpool were sort of saying we're not even considering signing. So I wouldn't always take these type of headlines there, but clearly Inácio will be on the move, I think, in 2024, probably more likely in the summer. Yeah, he's a very good player, and he's someone I think who's going to play in the Premier League before too long. I think at the moment, I'm not sure whether Liverpool will be going right in for a centre back at this moment. But if, you know, Konaté was to go down, or I say Joe Gomez was to go down, all of a sudden it does put them in a position where it could undermine their challenge this season. And if there's an opportunity, I think they'd look to do something.
Yeah, that's it for me. Because I think all of us, Arsenal and Manchester City, have a sort of interesting stages now heading into January. Because it feels to me as though one piece of business or a couple of pieces of business here and there might just give one of those teams a slight advantage. And I think Inácio falls into that category.
He does. But then you look, last season, Arsenal made three signings last January, didn't they? They bought Trossard, who's a good player. You know, they bought Jorginho and they bought Kivior, a young centre-back. And you thought, wow, that's a bit of, you know, bit of ambition there shown, isn't it? But it didn't really, you know, they fell off of anything, didn't they? You know, albeit I don't think any of them are bad players, so it's not necessarily a case of just go and do it. You know, I think City, that was a big win for them yesterday at Everton. I think they'll back themselves with this squad and say, well, you know, we'll come on strong. I think Liverpool's one is if the injuries bite, because I think that's what will undermine them. I think if Liverpool had the bulk of the current squad available, I think they'd be quite comfortable that we can take this on and we can really go. But they're probably one or two away at the moment from, you know, God, heaven forbid, but Van Dijk, you know, for any length of period. Obviously, we're going to find out how they cope without Salah, but fortunately, the forwards are back to cover that. Yeah. You know, heaven forbid Alexander-Arnold was to go down for a couple of weeks or more. But right now, they're not in the sort of crisis point. You know, the fear is that they get there, and so it's whether you sandbag it before you get there, or do you wait and hope that you don't, and all of a sudden you go, right, okay, that's, we've got through that period. I think January's going to be a massive month for Liverpool, really is. You know, not just without that, without Salah, without Endo, whose absence will be felt, definitely. I think he started the last five games, hasn't he?
Endo, yeah, he'll be really good as well.
Yeah, and you know, exactly, you've seen the difference in him in those games. But also the, you know, you've got a semi-final in there. I think Chelsea come to Anfield at the end of the month, right at the month, you know, Bournemouth away. That's, all of a sudden that looks a far more difficult game than previously. And then you've got Newcastle to start the month. You know, that they're all sort of games that can trip Liverpool up over this period. And I think if they can come out of it unscathed, you know, you think back to that 2022 where similar situation really, wasn't it? A lot of people say, oh, are we going to cope without Salah? I think someone else might have been injured at that. Oh, it was Mane, of course, wasn't it? Mane went as well. And they muddled through a little bit. They beat Palace. I mean, they beat Palace. They got through against Arsenal in the cup. And it was like, right, they really got momentum from that because they sort of dug deep and got through. I think there could be something similar this time. If you can emerge unscathed from this January, you could be in a really strong position when you're sort of getting big hitters back and you've got that, your tails up into February, March.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's hope so anyway. But yeah, I think the national stuff for me, he feels, just from a personal perspective, he does feel like a good fit. He's about to sort of hit that sweet spot of 160 professional games. He's a left-footed centre-back. He does feel a bit, because obviously we've got Gomez coming over there now, and then when Gomez isn't there, Robertson, and then we go to three centre-backs. He just feels like he would fit that mould a lot.
It's just difficult, you know, just logistically it's difficult because Van Dijk's your left-sided centre-back, and Van Dijk's your best player at this moment in time. So you're buying a £50 million left-sided centre-back. It's like, well, you're either going to have to play him or out, which is not impossible. You know, I don't think of too many left footers the player on the right, but you could. It's not, I don't think it's like, you know, impossible. But it's like, well, you're going to spend £50 million on someone who essentially plays in a position that, you know, is nailed down, one of the few positions in the side. But you're right, he's 22. You know, he's coming from a league where Liverpool have had success in the past, and they've shown that, you know, they trust the development in that league. He does tick a lot of boxes. I've watched him a couple of times. He's a really good player as well. You know, great on the ball, quick, tall. There's a lot that makes sense about it, but I'm not sure about January.
Hey everyone, I hope you've enjoyed that snippet of my conversation with the brilliant Neil Jones. If you'd like to watch or listen to the rest of the show, head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a Captain monthly subscriber, and if you use the code KLOPP, that's KLOPP, you will get your first month absolutely free. So you get that show and all the other amazing content we do here at Red Men TV every single day. Take it easy.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.